Toronto. On the eve of World Water Day, Kiwetinung MPP Saul Mamakwa stood up during question period in Queen's Park to inform the Assembly that in his riding there are still 14 First Nation communities under a boil water advisory. Neskantaga First Nation is coming on its 30th year with a boil water advisory. That is 10,641 days, said Mamakwa before asking his question to the Ford government. Next week, the provincial government will be tabling its 2024 budget and Mamakwa wants to know if the Ontario government will be providing funding to support lifting these boil water advisories. It is racism to do nothing. Next week's budget is an opportunity for change, acknowledged Mamakwa. Paul Calandra, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing of Ontario, confirmed that the province continues to work with the federal government on lifting boil water advisories in First Nation communities. He also acknowledged that it was the federal government in 2015 that committed to end boil water advisories. They would provide the necessary funding to remove all boil water advisories across the country. That is a promise that has still not been kept by the federal government, said Calandra. Calandra believes that the federal government should live up to their promise. Whether or not there is funding available in the 2024 provincial budget remains to be seen on March 26, when the budget will be released.